Welcome to the intersection of faith and culture. It's Wall Builders. We're taking on the hot topics of the day from a biblical, historical, and constitutional perspective. What do I mean by that? Well, it means whatever's going on in the world might be the whole, might be a tax issue. Might be as simple as a tax issue. Could be something that you, you're really kind of having a hard time figuring out what's the right biblical position on this. It could be an issue that's very clear. Could be the life issue of whether or not it's okay to take innocent life, to kill someone that is innocent, like a baby in the womb. Whatever the issue is, the best way to figure out the right direction to go on that, obviously, you start with the Bible. What's the Bible say about this issue? And then in order to try to figure out how to apply it, you look into history and you go, okay, what can history teach us about this? And then you look at our Constitution and our laws here in America and say, how do I do this in my nation, in my neighborhood, in my state, based on the laws that we have there? So that's why we always start this program saying a biblical, historical, and constitutional perspective. All those things mean something, and it drives our programming here at Wall Builders. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach and a former Texas legislator, and I'm here with David and Tim Barton. Tim Barton's a national speaker and pastor and president of Wall Builders. David Barton's the founder of Wall Builders, and then, of course, America's premier historian, and frankly, the guy that had more impact on my way of thinking and, frankly, on a tremendous amount of the nation, brought back so much of the history that we had lost. When we say historical perspective, man, we had completely lost perspective on what the founders actually believed, what they actually did, lost perspective on what the Constitution actually says instead of what some judge says about it. And I believe the Lord just absolutely inspired David to go on a journey of studying these things, of collecting the original documents, and then putting out materials that would educate people on the original intent. In fact, that's the name of his most popular book, Original Intent. And I know for me, it absolutely, I mean, I'm telling you, somebody sent me one of his tapes back when I was in law school, and it gave me a perspective that was not being taught in law school. It gave me a perspective, unfortunately, that was not being taught in the church at the time. And when I say a perspective, I'm talking about just simply getting the good, the bad, and the ugly, the whole truth, instead of these manipulated messages, these efforts to change history, to only tell part of the story so that you can manipulate what people believe, so that you can essentially determine the outcome by determining what people are allowed to hear, these infringements on freedom of speech that we have today. That's what that's all about. It's to prevent anyone outside the narrative that will get them the results they want being able to say anything. And that's why what we're doing at Wall Builders is so important. And that's also why I'm going to ask you to come alongside us and be a part of what we're doing here at Wall Builders. You can be part of rebuilding the walls. First of all, do that in your neighborhood. Make sure that you are being the catalyst for a restoration of biblical values and constitutional principles wherever you live. But then also come alongside us and help us reach more people with this and train more people across the nation. Because every time someone goes through one of our biblical citizenship classes, or they listen to Wall Builders Radio, or they go to, if they're a pastor, for instance, they go to one of our pastor's briefings, or a legislator goes to our legislative conference, anytime any of that's happening anywhere in the country, it helps you. Anytime anyone in the country is learning to vote biblically, is learning to be a good citizen, it helps you. Even if they're in a different state, it's good for you and for your family. And same for them, for you to be involved. So that's why I ask you to be a force multiplier. Donate to Wall Builders right there at wallbuilders.com. Share the programs. Get them in front of as many people as you possibly can. Start hosting classes there in your home or at your church. A lot of different ways you can be involved. As you know, if you're not under a rock somewhere, you know this nation is on the brink. And our culture is, in fact, crumbling around us. And we have an opportunity right now to pick up the pieces and rebuild before the whole thing is lost. We have an opportunity to interrupt the cycle of these tough times. We have an opportunity to restore, literally to rebuild the walls by restoring the foundation of this country. And so thanks for being a listener. Thanks for being a part of it. Go, come alongside us. Hit the website today, wallbuilders.com. Make your contribution there. Share the program with other people, and you'll be a force multiplier. When we come back from the break, we've got Paul Blair with us. I'm thrilled to be teaming up with Paul. Pastor Blair has been involved in this for a long time and just a great leader and a great pastor. And we've been teaming up in this thing called Remnant Alliance, where we've basically taken several different ministries and said, hey, we're going to lock shields and we're going to get out there and train more pastors. We're going to help churches get more involved. We're going to engage more citizens. And David Barton's going to be heading out there to team up with Paul here in a few weeks at a pastor's conference in Wisconsin. The first, you notice how I said that, all our listeners in Wisconsin? Notice I did not say Wisconsin. I said Wisconsin. All right, I tried. I did my best. Anyway, David's going to be heading up to Wisconsin with Paul and doing this pastor's conference first week of May. I think it's May 6th through 9th. Paul will tell us when we come back from the break. But what a tremendous opportunity for pastors from all over the nation. Anywhere you are in the country, you should consider going to this conference first week of May. It's incredible. Paul will tell us about it when we return. Stay with us. You're listening to Wahlberger.
Hey guys, it's Tim Barton, and I want to let you know about an opportunity coming up for pastors and ministry leaders. We are doing our annual pastor's briefing in Washington, D.C., and we do this every year. We do one in the spring, we do one in the fall. This spring, it's April 16th and 17th. This fall, it is September 10th and 11th. This is one of the most significant things we do to encourage and challenge pastors in this culture we live in. It's in Washington, D.C., and Tuesday night, we do an after-hours tour of the U.S. Capitol, where we introduce pastors and ministry leaders to the history of the nation. The following day, we have congressmen come and they give a briefing on what they're doing and how God is challenging and motivating and using them. And frankly, most pastors, most ministry leaders, they don't know the rich spiritual heritage of the nation or what God is still doing, moving in the hearts and lives of leaders in this nation. I would encourage you, if you're a pastor, ministry leader, you need to come to this. It's one of the best things we do at Wahlbuilders. To find out more, go to wahlbuilders.com and look for the pastor's briefing.
Always good to have Pastor Paul Blair with us. Pastor Paul Blair runs Liberty Pastors, also an actual pastor up in Oklahoma of a great church there. But man, has been involved in right on the front lines of the culture and specifically helping to train pastors to get involved. Pastor Blair, God bless you for what you're doing with Liberty Pastors and all the other things that you're doing. I love seeing the results, which are pastors that are on fire for the Lord and applying the Bible to everything in life.
Well, and it's so important, Rick, because somehow or other, we've gone to seminary and have been taught that Jesus is not the Lord of every facet of life. And when we make that statement, we know better. But the idea that there are certain subjects that we aren't supposed to talk about in church, that there's areas of life where we aren't supposed to be discipled from a biblical worldview, well, that's just ludicrous on its face, and it's very easily overcome. And we have had phenomenal success, as you know, as one of our Remnant Alliance partners, Patriot Academy. We've had a wonderful team together, and we've had great success from these pastors that come to our camps. And if you don't mind, I'll just give these guys a quick plug.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, if you are listening, sign up. Go to libertypastors.com. We've got our next camp coming up in Wisconsin, May the 6th through May the 9th. It's only $99 for a pastor and his wife for 3 days of hotel. We're going to be at the lovely Renaissance there in Milwaukee, including 6 meals, then all materials that you'll need. We've got generous Christian business owners that subsidize these because they realize how important it is to awaken the pulpit and reach the pastors if we're going to see an awakening in our country. So, you know, these guys come together. They have 3 days of a second honeymoon. We have 20 hours of total continuing education. Then they are able to develop some new friendships or strengthen some existing friendships. But it's a critical training, as you know, because these guys have been taught. We've all been taught that there's subject matter we aren't supposed to look at from a biblical perspective. And that's nonsense. You know, Jesus is not just the Lord of Sunday morning.
That's right.
He's the Lord of all of our lives.
That's exactly right. And I want to say about the conferences themselves, I leave encouraged every time I go to it. I know the pastors do. I hear from them. I see the results of what they do when they get back home because they're energized. They're rejuvenated. Like you said, it's like a second honeymoon. They get to have a great, you know, 3 or 4 days with their spouse, but at the same time, sharpening countenance with, you know, iron sharpening with these other pastors. The teaching is incredible. David Barton's going to be there at this May event. You got all these other folks that are just phenomenal. I mean, it's session after session is just so empowering. And what you just said, and I will admit this live on the air, folks, normally I steal quotes from people. Like, you know, I do the Zig Ziglar thing. First time I say my friend Paul Blair says, the second time I say I have a good friend who says, and the third time I say I've always said, but not this one because Paul Blair is such a big guy. He's a lineman. I mean, he played for the Chicago Bears. I'm afraid to steal your quote without giving you credit. So everywhere across the country, Paul, I say, my friend Paul Blair says, what part of your life is the Lord not over? And it is so... I mean, that one question puts the whole thing in perspective because these, not just pastors, Christians, I mean, we've boxed in Christ. We've basically left all this stuff off limits and not applied God's word to it and not given lordship over those things. And that's kind of the theme of what happens is these pastors realize, well, I need to be speaking on this and on this and on this. And you equip them on how to do that.
And that's exactly right, Rick. And the reality is that statement is disarming. It takes down any defense. You know, I challenge pastors to make out a list of areas that Jesus isn't Lord in their lives, and then keep that at their pulpit. And those are all the subjects that they aren't supposed to be discipling people about. But the reality is Jesus is Lord 24/7. And quite frankly, our work habits should reflect the Lordship of Christ. Our business ethics and integrity should reflect the Lordship of Christ. How we handle money, you know, it's amazing. Pastors, you know, will typically preach tithing sermons twice a year, and they will hear from their congregants that they're too in debt to tithe. And that's probably true because the Christian world has learned how to handle money from the lost world.
Mm.
You know, there's a substantial amount of information in the Bible about God's opinion and guidance for economics. And if we would put that into practice, we'd find that our congregants would be much more receptive to being able to tithe and support the Lord's work. So our sexual proclivities, everything we do should bring glory to God. And then pastors, once they understand that concept, that so simple concept, then they need to be taught. What does the Bible have to say about the proper role and limitations of the civil governing authority? Now, what does the Bible have to say about these subjects? So in those 3 days, buddy, we spend 20 hours teaching them comprehensive biblical worldview in those areas. And then, of course, we want them to have a great time. They have their evenings off. It truly is a luxury hotel, second honeymoon for they and their wives, and great time of fellowships with other pastors from across the country and in that immediate area. So critical.
It is, man. Hey, sorry to cut you off. Got to take another quick break. Stay with us, folks. Pastor Paul Blair with us. We're talking about the Liberty Pastor Conference in Wisconsin, first week of May, May 6th through the 9th. LibertyPastors.com to learn more. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'll walk.
Hi, friends. This is Tim Barton of Wall Builders. This is a time when most Americans don't know much about American history or even Hebrews of the faith. And I know oftentimes for parents, we're trying to find good content for our kids to read. And if you remember back to the Bible, to the book of Hebrews, it has the Faith Hall of Fame where they outline the leaders of faith that had gone before them. Well, this is something that as Americans, we really want to go back and outline some of these heroes, not just of American history, but heroes of Christianity and our faith as well. I want to let you know about some biographical sketches we have available on our website. One is called the Courageous Leaders Collection. And this collection includes people like Abigail Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Francis Scott Key, George Washington Carver, Susanna Wesley, even the Wright brothers. And there's a second collection called Heroes of History. In this collection, you'll read about people like Benjamin Franklin or Christopher Columbus, Daniel Boone, George Washington, Harriet Tubman. Friends, the list goes on and on. This is a great collection for your young person to have and read, and it's a providential view of American and Christian history. This is available at wallbuilders.com. That's www.wallbuilders.com.
Back our Wobblers. Thanks for staying with us. Pastor Paul Blair with us. We're talking about the Liberty Pastors Conference in Wisconsin in May. Several of these throughout the year. This one you definitely want to check out if you haven't been on one of these. Pastor and Spouse, only $99, so it's, you know, practically free. It's an incredible, incredible opportunity. The iron sharpening, all the things that happen there, absolutely incredible. And the vacation side of it, I mean, the rejuvenation side of it is definitely great. And the fact that you get to do that for $99 is crazy. But thankfully, these supporters out there make that possible. But for me, I know what I love seeing is that they kind of look around the room and they go, wow, I'm not alone. I've been wanting to do something like this. And now I'm looking at all these other pastors and their spouses from across the country that have been feeling the same thing. And then they have those conversations at lunch and it's just encouraging. I don't know how to describe it. I mean, it's just one of those things. I think God built us that way. It's hard to be, you know, one of these guys that just fights the fight all by themselves all the time. It's sort of what you were saying earlier about the Remnant Alliance and all these different ministries working together, which is rare. I mean, everybody usually protects their turf and doesn't want to team up with anybody. We've been blessed, man, to have all these different ministries come together, you know, and it's not even just like the within Remnant Alliance, Liberty Pastors and Citizens Defending Freedom, Patriot Academy. We've got the support of Wall Builders and David Barton coming in on this one in Wisconsin. I mean, it's really cool to see. Part of it's just the, you know, the nation is where it's at and causing people to come together. But part of it's also, I mean, Paul, you and David Barton have been doing stuff together for decades. You and I think first event we did together was over a decade ago. I think it's for such a time as this. I think God put us all together years ago for this moment in our history as a nation.
I agree. And Rick, you know, you think back historically, The war for independence didn't just happen overnight. I mean, there were decades of events that happened that led up to what we know as our American War for Independence. And of course, those were God-fearing men by and large, who hit their faces in prayer, seeking God's deliverance and seeking God's direction. You know, you and I have been at this for a while, and quite frankly, I think in 2000, 2005, you know, people would be courteous and listen, and they loved to hear us, hear the lessons, but they really didn't feel like America was in peril or we were on the brink of going over the falls. I think now everybody realizes that. You know, when you consider the vast inflation we're battling, which is unbiblical, it violates, you know, God's command against unjust weights and measures. When you consider the homosexual and the trans propaganda that's driving our public schools and trying to indoctrinate our kids, and you know, 10 years ago you didn't have any kids claim to be confused over their gender. Now you have some 30% of kids in public ed that are claiming to be confused over their gender. Mm. I mean, we literally see Russia and China on the move. We see the American dollar perilously frail. And there's even conversations about removing it as the world reserve standard currency. I mean, we truly are at a point where it's almost a back up against the Red Sea type of moment.
Yeah.
We need a great awakening, and that's not overspeak. And of course, we are always very quick to come together and pray, but repentance is also action. So while we say, Lord, we've gotten it wrong, Lord, we're going to seek to do your will, then it's actually putting into practice those things that we seek to change.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, we do need the pulpits in America. You know, every great movement of God has been led by those God-called men that stood boldly to point to the truth of Jesus and stand against evil. Well, we're at one of those crossroads right now. So thank you for your friendship and your help. And, of course, working with you and David and Bob McEwen and all these others is such an honor. Literally a who's who of God-fearing, patriotic Americans. And we are at a point of crisis. If we don't get it now, we literally run the risk of losing our republic.
The sense of urgency is huge. I don't think, like you said, this is not hyperbole. We're not exaggerating this thing. People know. They know in their gut how serious this is, and that's why bringing these people together. I mean, pastors out there and anybody, tell your pastor about this and send them. You know, the $99 is nothing. Everything else is covered. I mean, you're going to hear from, you know, Paul Blair, David Barton, Bob McEwen, Rick Scarborough, Alex Newman, Bat Staver. I mean, Stephen Brown. I mean, there's just a lot of, you're going to hear a lot of great voices, but you will.
And we also provide solutions. That's the thing so remarkable about this, Rick. You know, we introduce pastors to what the Bible has to say about these areas. We load them up with all sorts of information, including PowerPoint slides that they can draw from as they create their own messages, should they choose to do so, as they march forth into the future. But then, of course, we stand them up with a biblical citizenship training in their churches and permanent salt and light ministries and citizens defending freedom. And we give them those simple next steps. And, of course, one of the things that we encourage pastors to do is we all have been entrusted with a certain amount of real estate that God has given us stewardship over. And most of our buildings sit unused for about 5 days a week. Well, what we have found here, it's a great partnership with local homeschool co-ops.
Yeah.
So we have four different homeschool co-ops. So our building gets used daily here, and we're at least able to provide a lifeline for the kids in our church or in our neighborhood, in our community, where they are not subject to the LGBT propaganda and the sight word reading and all this nonsense that's now being forced upon our kids in public ed. So then we have next steps. And we've seen great results from pastors across the country. And we literally have graduates from California to Massachusetts, from Michigan to Florida, so and all points in between. So libertypastors.com, anybody that's listening to your program, any of those that follow Patriot Academy, boy, have them take their pastors or send their pastors or get this information to their pastors. And let's fill up this upcoming event in Wisconsin from May the 6th through the 9th.
May 6th through the 9th. It's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the Renaissance West Hotel. Beautiful, beautiful place. LibertyPastors.com is the website. Send it to your pastor. Send it to the staff. Get them excited about this. This is, you know, we're basically restoring, Paul, the Black Robe Regiment, you know, founding era type pastor that spoke to the issues of the day and engaged in the culture. I mean, you think about it, Muhlenberg. I mean, Frederick Augustus Muhlenberg, the first Speaker of the House, and his brother Peter Muhlenberg, both pastors in that Congress. We wouldn't have a Bill of Rights. We wouldn't have freedom of religion and all those things enshrined in our Constitution without them. That's how powerful pastors can influence what's going on. It's literally, as you say on the website, creating a modern-day Sons of Issachar that understand the times and know what to do. And as I said, it's so encouraging. I mean, absolutely 100%, you're gonna come home from this thing on fire, rejuvenated and excited. And Paul, there'll be, you know, we'll have some other ones later in the year, but this is a perfect opportunity. This May 6th through 9th, do this one, folks. Go check it out, libertypastors.com. Pastor Paul, what is a good way for folks to follow you as well? I mean, I just think you breathe such encouragement and I mean,
well, they can go to libertypastors.com. We've got links there to our church, of course, church we have here in Oklahoma. We've got another small satellite down in Orlando, but it's Fairview Baptist Church or fairviewbaptistedmond.com if anybody wants to follow our preaching on a weekly basis. But I think you can link to there through the Liberty Pastors website.
Love it.
And,
love it.
Buddy, you know, most pastors don't think about this in America. We just assume that everybody has always had it as good as we have had it. But when we think just a little bit, we recognize that in 2,000 years of Christian history, we are the only Christians in history that haven't been persecuted and faced martyrdom because of our faith. Mm. And that was not by accident. That was because of the great influence of the pulpit on civil government from the Pilgrim's first landing all the way through that Black Robe Regiment you referenced in the War for Independence. So we are not the rule. We are the exception to the rule. And if we don't remember why we have been exceptional, then we will lose what we have. And quite frankly, I hope to live out my days in peace, and I hope that my children and grandchildren, I pray that I leave them a free country, that they are able to live their lives and enjoy all the blessings of liberty. Amen. That our parents' generations gave to us.
It's a duty. It's a responsibility,
yep.
and we're derelict in that
yep.
duty if we don't do these things. Folks, you can't you cannot bless your pastor any more than to send them to this and give them a chance to spend a few days with David Barton and Paul Blair and just all these great folks. They're going to have a great time, iron sharpening iron, and what a wonderful second honeymoon, as you put it, Paul, for your pastor and their spouse. So send it to your pastors. Everybody listening right now, libertypastors.com. Send it over to your pastors, and you pastors that are listening, get signed up, because this thing's going to fill up, and you don't want to miss it. Pastor Paul Blair, God bless you, man. Keep things going, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Rick. God bless you too, buddy.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back on Wall Builders.
Hey guys, it's Tim Barton, and I want to tell you about our new book, The American Story, Building the Republic. We start with George Washington as president, and we've already become a nation, so really now it's how do we function as a nation? And if we look back in American history, the stability, the prosperity, success we enjoyed as Americans is because of the foundation that our early presidents laid, because of the examples they set. How do we live in America under the Constitution? What is the role of the federal government? And really, what part did each one of these early presidents play? We go through the first seven presidents, and a lot of people probably know the names Washington, Adams, Jefferson, and Madison. Very few people know about Monroe or John Quincy Adams or Andrew Jackson. Now, we might know some of their names. We really don't know their stories. We want you to relearn, rediscover American history, and see how it applies to today. Go to wallbuilders.com and get your copy of The American Story, Building the Republic.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here on Wall Builders. Thanks to Pastor Paul Blair for joining us one more time, libertypastors.com. Check out the website today and give your pastor and spouse a chance to enjoy this amazing, amazing conference. Or if you're a pastor listening, get online, get signed up today. Running out of time. That's just a few weeks away. But there's other ways to be involved. I mentioned earlier in the program, wallbuilders.com. Make sure you visit the website today and get signed up as a coach. Get a contribution put in there. And then start spending some time sharing the program and teaching people the things that we're teaching here. In other words, I'm asking you not just to listen, but to be an action-oriented citizen. We call them biblical citizens around here. It means you're basically saying, all right, what's the Bible say about this? And then how do I do this in our country? Just like I was saying at the top of the program, biblical, historical, constitutional perspective, it's the exact same thing for you. So we here, David and Tim Barton and myself, we take a biblical, historical, and constitutional perspective as we tackle all these hot topics of the day. But we're asking you to do the exact same thing, to understand biblical stewardship of being a good citizen. What do you do with this freedom that God has given you? How do you make sure that you're taking this talent of freedom and citizenship and being responsible with it and not being the wicked and slothful servant that buried it or was afraid to use it, but instead that you're one of those that took it and multiplied it? You're one of those that took it and worked it and made the most of it. You helped other people to live freedom. You taught your kids how to do that and your grandkids, and you passed the torch of freedom intact to the next generation. That's really what we're talking about here when we say get that biblical, historical, constitutional perspective. So I'm asking you to be active with this. Go to the website, wallbuilders.com, and I'm going to ask you to give some of your life, some of your fortune, and your sacred honor. So your life is your time. Sign up to be a coach. Get that biblical citizenship course right there at wallbuilders.com. So get the DVDs with the thumb drive, the workbooks. Go over to constitutioncoach.com. Get the dashboard and the tools over there. So that's your time. That takes about 2 hours a week to be a coach and host that class. Get your pastor to let you use the fellowship hall at the church or the lunchroom, or just do it in your living room. I actually love the living room classes because you invite friends over, you have a chance to relax, put the video on, let the experts do the teaching. You got David Barton in there, Tim Barton, Kirk Cameron, all Barry Loudermilk, all these folks, Rabbi Lappin, that let them do the teaching. And then you just, you know, pass out the cake and coffee and then have conversation after the videos are over. Start talking about how to apply what you learned that night in the video. So lives, that's your time. Start giving 2 hours a week to be a coach. Fortunes, yep, that's your money. You got it. I'm talking about your money. We've all got whatever amount of resources that the Lord has blessed us with. We're the stewards of that. It's all His, but we're the stewards of it. And I'm asking you to redirect some of that to Wall Builders so that we have a greater voice. We're able to reach more people, add more stations, train more pastors, train more young people, more teachers, more legislators, all of that. So make that contribution today at wallbuilders.com. And then sacred honor, that's the willingness to speak truth. That's your reputation. Stand up and speak truth. Do not self-censor. Let your voice be heard. Lives, fortunes, sacred honor, every single one of us, you do your part, we'll do our part, and together we can save this country and pass this freedom to our kids and our grandkids. Thanks for listening today. You've been listening to Wall Builders.